Once upon a time, Tasmania had about six or seven speedway tracks. Now it's only got the three at La Trobe, Hobart and Carrick. But there is plans to maybe bring a new one into being. It'll start off as a junior training facility, but hopefully we'll become a track eventually. The man behind it all is Richard Higgs from Bakers Beach, who joins me now. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. People who don't know your background, you were involved in Speedway back in the 60s and 70s as a solo motorcycle rider. Your father, Bruce Higgs, of course, was also involved in it and inducted into the Tasmanian Motorsport Hall of Fame. So you've got a long, long history with Speedway, haven't you?
Yes, certainly have, Martin. Yes, myself and my brother both raced in the 1980s and it was quite popular then. We nearly had about 20 Speedway solos and... Yes, it was quite good, and then it sort of did fizzle out then. So, yes, it's one of those things.
You've had a dream for a while now that you want to bring solo riding and sidecar riding back into vogue. We haven't had any for a while in Tasmania now, and you've got some land at Moreland's Beach, which is sort of in the Wesley Vale area, that you're hoping to turn into a training track and from there build on.
Yes, that's right, Martin. I've got big plans here at the moment, and I want to build a 350-metre speedway track, which will be up to European standards. That would be the senior track. And the track on the infield, which will be a 140-metre track, which will be for the junior riders. And also I'm hoping to introduce side chairs as well down the track.
So sidecars, for people who don't know what we're talking about when we say side chairs, that's speedway slang, but we're talking about sidecars, of course.
Yes, that's right, exactly. And what I'm proposing is to have the training track to start with the junior solo riders between the age of 6 and 16. I'll supply the bikes and then we will train the riders and see how things eventuate, which will hopefully build up into the senior ranks. So we're virtually having, we will at the end of the day, which will take some time because we're starting from scratch. We'll have the juniors, we'll have a 250 class, and then we'll have the senior solo riders.
Two sayings that come to mind straight away, Richard, is build it and they will come, and putting your money where your mouth is, because that's what you're certainly doing by developing this. You've also got, at this stage, some bikes coming over not too far away from the mainland as well.
Yes, that's right. I've ordered four junior solo motorbikes, which will arrive here when things eventuate with the borders, and also a 250 solo, which is the next class up. And then I will be looking also for the senior bikes. I've got an old Jawa motorbike at home, which will probably be okay, but at this stage I'd like to develop into the... get newer and better bikes anyway, so we've got a good class and the people that are riding the bikes can match with that bike.
Yeah. Interestingly, you talk about building the track to European standards. Of course, speedway solo motorcycle riding is very big in Europe and like the possibilities that someone, if they are good enough and they want to, you know, they can make an international career starting out of a little place like Tassie.
Exactly. We might even end up with a world champion. We don't know at the end of the day. And like I was saying, that this is going to be a thing that will take time down the track because we're virtually starting off with zero riders. We'll have the bikes, but it's going to be a fair bit of work involved in training the people and then getting them to slide and work on how to work on the track. So it could be another two or three years before we're even going to open it as a proper speedway, but we will be used as a training track. And the track itself, the 350-metre size track, will be worldwide class type size for a track. And we'll have 12-metre straights and 16-metre corners, which will be quite big and wide. And I'm also organising special surface to come in. To cater for the bikes.
Wow.
So it's going to be a pretty good setup.
I think the thing that killed speedway motorcycle riding in Tasmania, both solos and sidecars, was the tracks. I mean, they're not ideal on a clay track. They really need a loose surface so they can slide, don't they?
Oh, they definitely do. Yeah, and there's a lot of preparation in it, and the amount of power these bikes are putting out, and they can't be hitting ruts or anything like that. It's just too dangerous, and. I've noticed in Europe and Poland and those places, about every four races, they come out and regrade the track and drag the track ready to start again for the next four races. So, yeah, and it's got to be to a... You've got to do it right. Yeah. It's no good if you're not going to.
Well, when you think back a couple of years ago, it might have been more than 4 or 5 years ago now, they had a round of the World Championship at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne, and they actually put a track in there, and they got like 50,000 people going to it. So there's a lot of people that want to see it.
Oh, yes, and it was very good, and we actually went to that and saw that, and that was brilliant. Jason Doyle won the world title there, actually. And it just needs someone that's prepared to get behind it. And I've also talked to a lot of the older riders that we had involved, and we're going to rejoin the club itself, the Solo Tasmanian Solo Speedway Riders Association. So we'll be getting that off the ground as well. And, yes, I think it's pretty exciting times, actually.
Well, it is a very ambitious plan. I hope it comes the way you want it to. It's obviously a lot of work involved in it, but it sounds like you've got a few people behind you as well. Look, it's a fantastic idea, Richard. Good luck with it. I really hope it goes well for you, and thank you for your time this morning.
No problems, Martin, and I'll keep you in touch with what's happening down the track.
Please do. Good on you, Richard. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.